were talking to Hoynsey earlier. I was fascinated by the fact that I like to look at the season and think of it just go, okay, it's a marathon. And not really dive into things and say, oh, we're five games back and it's May 23rd. And man, look, they were only a game and a half back for a while. In fact, they were in first place. It wasn't that long ago. And now all of a sudden you're five, and they were six games back because you had to pick up a game and then blah, blah, blah. And so to kind of get caught up in the minutiae of a series that's at the end of May seems without purpose sometimes. You just got to go with the flow when it comes to baseball. Otherwise, you will drive yourself crazy by the All-Star break. And yet I asked Hoynes, is this a big series against Detroit? And he said, absolutely.
Yep.
He thought it was a big series. So I was a little taken aback by that. But, you know, Hoynes has been around it long enough. And he also went in and talked a little bit about what his story was today on Cleveland.com about Stephen Vogt saying, look, Detroit's a lot better than they were before, or they've improved. It's probably a better word to use. That's what he said in the story. So is this a big weekend?
Yeah. You get smoked, you're in trouble. All this, as Hoynes said, you know, if you fall back by 9 or 10 games, that's a lot to make up any time of the year, Andy.
Yeah.
It really is, because you're counting on two things, on you getting incredibly hot and the other team not. The other team falling off a little bit. So I do think, you know, you need to go compete. You split, you're fine.
I mean, you're looking at a 4-game series against Detroit, and you're right. If, you know, it's 6, you could have walked out of Sunday 10 back.
Yeah.
And you just
not going to now.
No, you don't want to be 10 back.
You know, so. I mean, that's a lot to make up.
Oh, it's 2 weeks basically in baseball.
Yeah. I mean,
and that's 2 weeks hoping that you win and they lose.
Especially now here in May. You know, you can do it, but who wants to? I mean, why do you want to fight uphill all season long? You don't. You want to just kind of hang and then get hot and maybe become the team that everybody's chasing.
What else? You brought up some other points about Hoynes.
Hoynes said two things that I thought were, I mean, he and I are on the same page. Andy, you're on the same page. Hoynes thinks they need a bat, and he's like, where's this offense going to be coming from? They've been able to score some runs.
Just a free pass.
But as Hoynes said, you're in second place and your run differential is in the negatives.
No, world.
Okay. I can
I just want to make sure.
We understand that. It's early, blah, 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 blah.
They just go right to the lumber yard with us.
But man, this team is just struggling offensively.
No, I meant Jeff.
When you look at that lineup, if you're another team putting together a scouting report, I would think you say this. My summer career ended. Don't give Kwan anything great to hit, and let's try and keep him off the base. You know, so we don't want to walk him, but you know, be careful with him, and don't give Ramirez anything to drive. Other than that, what? Who in the scouting report? Maybe Carlos now that he's warmed up a little bit.
Yeah.
Other than that, who do you think the other pitching coach is talking with his pitchers about? Hey, make sure you don't.
I
make
know
sure you don't throw Austin Hedges a fastball.
You know what's weird? I know he's only hitting.
Think that's happening?
Yeah, I know he's only hitting 212, but Manzardo has a knack for coming up with
he's
a big
hit. He's got some
hits.
Pop, too.
Yeah, there are just times where you're like, wait, why can't we see this more consistently? Why can't we see this a little bit more often?
Because he's a young guy getting his first real chance in the majors.
It's true. So he's like, I mean, you have to notice him.
And
I'm not saying you have to scout him out, but you have to notice him.
But tell me this.
Schneeman does that every once in a while, too.
Yeah.
You look at him and you're like, we better have a game plan.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
I thought Hoynes made a great point, and you and I talked about this yesterday. You brought it up about Carlos. Hoynes said if they're in contention, they're going to keep Carlos Santana. I think that's accurate, and I would do the same. I would.
Mm-hmm.
But then what happens when David Fry's good to go? I mean, David's on a rehab assignment right now in Double A. What happens when David's good to go? Is he suddenly sitting on the bench as a DH only? Because he can't play a position and because of coming back from the Tommy John surgery. Is he going to be taking up a roster spot? And remember, this is team versatility.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They want everybody to do a bunch of different things. Are you really going to give up a roster spot, and I think you are, to a guy who's going to be able to do nothing except perhaps be a matchup DH? In other words, who do you want DHing against a right-handed pitcher? You want Kyle Manzardo or Carlos Santana or David Fry? And if I recall correctly, David's splits were pretty good against righties and lefties.
Based on investment, though, isn't it Santana?
Well, yeah, but which one are you going to sit Kyle Manzardo to give at bats to David Fry against right-handed pitching? I'm not. So what's David going to do? DH against lefties? And this team that has been striving to have versatility at all these positions so that Stephen Vogt can make all kinds of moves, you're truly going to give up a roster spot to have a guy DH against lefties? When you could actually have Santana do that, you know, he's a switch hitter.
Mm-hmm.
And Manzardo's splits, if I recall, have been pretty solid. He hits lefties pretty well. I'm just really curious to see how that goes. You know, does Manzardo, do you clean out right field a little bit? And because wouldn't you assume Fry's going to be on the team?
Yes.
I mean, he's on a rehab assignment right now.
Yes.
And let's be frank about this. If he can come back and hit, good, because they need somebody who can hit. But what are you going to do with David Fry? Is he going to be your full-time DH? All right, well, then Manzardo better be able to play the outfield a little bit, or you're not going to see Kyle. Or is that where you move Carlos Santana, as we talked about?
It is hard. Like, when you look at Manzardo's numbers, right, he's second in the team.
He's driving in runs, Andy.
Yeah, he's first in the team in home runs. He's got 10. Jose has 9. Santana has 6. Everybody else is less than 6. Yeah, and so I think when you look at his batting average, it's you've got to – maybe this is one of those cases where the guy in the booth over there is right about percentages and stats that we should be looking at.
He left the booth. He didn't, hear your nice, nice comment.
I mean, Manzardo's tied for most RBI on the team at 26. You know, he's third on the team in total bases with 71.
Yeah, don't you want him to continue to get at bats?
Yeah, and you have to not look at that 212 batting average. It's an enigma, isn't it? It's bizarre.
Yes. All I know is that I don't want to take at bats away from him.
But he also leads the team in strikeouts. So
you don't want to take at bats away from him, do you?
No, I don't.
No, me neither.
I don't, not at all. And so, but then you look at his on-base percentage. He's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He's 7th on the team in on-base percentage. How do you take bats away from him? I don't understand how you do it. I don't. You're right. This lineup he's going to have to juggle with, but it does go back to Hoynsey's overall point. And I thought it'd be interesting that, Jeff, you took interest in what is plus-minus, essentially, right? That they've given up.
In the run differential.
In run differential.
You know, you can. All that really matters is, did you win or lose the game? If you lost 16-2 and then came back and won the next game 3-2, your run differential is going to be way off. You know, the classic example of that, the 1960 World Series between the Yankees and the Pirates, where the Pirates got shellacked in 3 games and then won 4 close games to win the series.
It is weird. In the American League East and in the American League Central, the second place teams are both minus 10. The Blue Jays are minus 10 and the Guardians are minus 10.
I just think, I mean, it's obvious. It's sitting right in front of us. Chris Antonetti, Mike Chernoff, Stephen Vogt are going to have some decisions to make here coming up. Because now, conveniently enough, and you don't want to see anybody get hurt, conveniently enough, when Lane Thomas is ready to be activated, Will Brennan goes on the injured list. Otherwise, you had to make a decision there, didn't you? Were you going to send Will back down? He hadn't been hitting well.
Yeah, sometimes decisions are made for you.
You're going to send John Kenzie down? You're going to release Nolan Jones? He's out of options. I would bet you that Nolan Jones wouldn't get through waivers. If you DFA'd him, I would think you're going to have to do something with him. You know, somebody's going to take a chance on a 6'6 guy who was a second round pick and showed, at least in Colorado, he could hit a little bit, even though he hasn't done that here since he's been back. You know, there's a decision to be made. And then David Fry is going to force a decision. And again, I'm not going to tell you that David's getting in the way. You know what I hope? I hope David comes in and hits. Against righties last year, he hit .248. Well, that would put him at the top of the Faber-Pledge class, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
So you're not, I would think he's going to get at bats. Who's not? Who's not? And that's, but do you trade Carlos Santana if you're in contention and Carlos is smoking right now? And has a track record.
Yeah, I'm looking at this upcoming schedule for the team. You've got Detroit for three more games. So they definitely can make some hay here. They need to split, right? That will feel good if they split. That leaves them at like five back.
You split every key series, you're okay. I mean, until you get to August and September, if you're hanging, you're okay.
So here's the rest of the month. So you're in Detroit for this weekend, for the long weekend. And then, that's right. Sunday's game. Oh, I totally forgot about this. Do you see what time Sunday's game starts?
It's being played in the infield at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, isn't it? That's a joke.
What do you think of that?
What time does it start?
11:35 a.m.
Oh, they're the Bloody Mary game?
Yeah, they're the Roku game.
Have you ever noticed that everything Dan references in life deals with alcohol?
I have not noticed that, no.
No. So the Bloody Mary game.
What is? That's what it's. All right, fine. The brunch game. Is that better? I like the Bloody Mary game better.
I think I'll have some peanuts. Oh, beer.
It's not my fault that beer nuts are sold all over the place.
The beer accompaniment.
That's not on me. But
You're down with 11:35 a.m. game?
Yeah, absolutely. Gives me something to watch.
Get up and watch it, Andy. Come on.
By the way.
You sleep until 1?
I was going to say. We're at church.
It's 11:30. Are we working off of like high school days here? Like, is this like high school summer already?
No, he's like, oh, my God, I need the 1 o'clock start. That extra hour and a half is going to ruin my day.
Listen, I mean,
wipe the drool off your face and turn the TV on.
The game starts at 11:35 in the morning.
If it's Slade, you'd get up at 3 in the morning to watch him.
Yeah, well, that's probably pretty – that's true. But now this is making me feel like these guys are playing super elite, AAA, advanced select baseball.
You can watch the game in your boxers, and it's acceptable. Before noon.
I coached games last weekend that were at 8:30 a.m.
Bro, you don't want to talk to me about start times of games.
Awful. Oh, I'm not. I'm just throwing that out.
What time were you there? What time did you have to wake up?
10:06.
Ooh, Jeff Phelps. Wow.
And then the next day I could sleep in. Guess what time I woke up?
10:07.
10:06.
Oh, well, that was good. You got an extra 60 seconds. John Schumann, NBA.com, joins us next. We'll talk NBA playoffs with him. Baskin and Phelps 92.3. Baskin and Phelps 92.3.